Okay, this is InterCity Press here in Foley Square. Because of some issues with Twitter video, we're going to do a little vlog here and put it up. We're covering the Ghislaine Maxwell case, of course. And as you may have seen, Juror 50. Now, we've received on our way here this morning an email from the lawyer for Juror 50. So that we're just going to publish in full, in short order. But in other news, in international news, Kazakhstan has been using UN equipment, UN helmets, UN insignia, to target civilian protesters with grenades, more than 100 of whom have been killed. We've asked the UN, the spokesman Stefan Dujarric, Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General, his head of accreditation or censorship, Melissa Fleming, what they're going to do about this use of UN equipment to kill civilians. We've also asked the President of the Security Council, Norway, and Mani Yule, and neither one has answered. And do you know why? In part. Guterres' corruption goes much deeper, but we did ask about his support of Ghislaine Maxwell through the Terramar Foundation, as well as his cover-up of UN child rapes. And what happened? InterCity Press roughed up and banned. No answer now, even to written questions, which they promised the UN's special rapporteur on freedom of expression. No follow-up by them either. The UN is totally corrupt. The UN Security Council president, her husband, Mani Yule's husband, Terje Rad Larsen, took a $130,000 personal family loan from Jeffrey Epstein, noted global pedophile who died right down the street in the MCC. So you can't trust the UN. We've been banned. We can't even go in as a tourist. But we had a law firm wrote to them. Nothing. Totally immune. But anyone that hears this, whether you're in the U.S. or elsewhere, we've also asked the State Department to intervene and make sure that an American-based journalist is not banned from the UN while they let in Xinhua and Al Jazeera and a bunch of retirees. We need to know why it is that both pinnacles of the UN have supported and accepted support from pedophiles, and why UN equipment is being used to kill civilians in Kazakhstan and elsewhere. Cameroon is another focus. But for now, the two-minute drill, InterCity Press, Maximum Maxwell, to be continued.